Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
The first time in my life over the weekend, I did not tip after going to a Starbucks.
Really?
And I think I was right. But the tip guilt was real.
Yeah.
So I'm in New York City, walk into a Starbucks, all I need is a water, which I pull out by myself. Excuse me. Go to the counter. He rings me up for my water. And then it asks me, because I only had a credit card on me, do I want to give 15, 20%? This dude didn't do anything.
He stood there.
He stood there.
Uh-huh. Pressed a button or two.
And he probably stocked it. So I did have that thought. But I thought, no, absolutely not. But I did have tremendous guilt about it.
You're still talking about
like
it.
Like not leaving anything at all, right? It was water and he did nothing, right? So Kristen and Bart, her husband Bart, have been going in this back and forth. Should they tip? Should they not have tipped the Lyft driver?
Yes. I was on my way back from the airport heading home early in the morning. I had landed at 7:30 a.m. and I'm like, perfect. I can listen to my favorite morning radio show on my way home. So I asked my Lyft driver if she would kindly put on the radio.
You looking for Bobby Bones?
No, I was looking for the Bird Show.
That was good.
I was looking for the Breakfast Club, actually. So I asked her to turn the radio on. She goes, it is on. I thought she had some playlist on, but sure enough, radio. And I'm like, oh, great. I go, can you please put it on Q99.7? And that's the station in Atlanta that we're on. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, no. I have to listen to my station and my show. And I was like, huh. Well, if it's going to make her drive better and drive safer, then so be it. She can listen. So I'm not going to lie, I was a little taken aback because in all my years doing ride shares, nobody had ever refused to, you know, put it on the station or whatever I was looking for. So I took my phone out. We have a Bird Show app. I pulled up the Bird Show app and I live streamed and was able to listen. She listened to her station. I listened to my station and we got home. I found it so amusing that I told my husband and he immediately was like, you can't tip. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, was it that much of an infraction that I don't tip? But she was there to offer a service and technically she didn't fulfill that service as I was a customer, made a request. So I still wanted to tip. He said no. We turned this into a couples court and it was unanimous in studio. I am not to tip.
But you would not take that as Bible, so you went to Twitter poll, right?
We asked the Bird Show listeners to go to thebirdshow.com, and there was a poll posted, and they could vote. And so, ultimately, our Bird Show fam is going to determine whether or not I tip my Lyft driver. And it's still sitting there. The notification is still sitting there for me to tip.
All right, Cassie, you got the results here?
Yes. The options were, should the driver get a tip? The options were yes or no. Bad service doesn't get a tip. Kristen, what we love about you is your big, golden, kind, caring heart.
Uh-huh.
And 88% of listeners spoke out in support of your husband and his cold, black, shriveled heart. Yeah. No tip.
Yeah. Let's get Bart on to celebrate this. Mm-hmm. This feels good as a husband. Hey, Bart.
Hey, guys.
I mean, duh, right?
Hey, are we playing the Queen, We Are the Champions music again?
I mean, 88%. I think in every Twitter poll we have ever done, this has never been this overwhelming.
Like I say, it's the burden of being right.
I don't know if I can do it.
Now, she did add a little context to it off the air, which made me get lukewarm about my answer. That the Lyft driver was listening to a gospel station.
Oh.
So the Lyft driver chose Jesus over us, which might change my answer.
To definitely don't tip and give her no stars?
Give her a tip.
She chose, does change things a little
it
bit.
Does it?
Yes.
It does, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
She's a P1 of God.
Yeah. You can't be mad at that.
You can't be mad at that. No.
The song is Jesus Take the Wheel, not Jesus Take the Radio.
All right, babe. Congratulations. You won. I will not tip. I love you until Jimmy Mama says hi.
Hey, you say bye, Mama?
Bye, Mama.
Now I might cry.
That was actually Bart doing Jimmy's voice. They're very, very talented.
That's what Jesus sounds like.
I see you later,
so
dude.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Kristen, I mean, seriously, it really was like any other service that you would have asked for in that lift, had she turned you down, you would have said, absolutely not. I'm not tipping. So why this one?
All right. I don't know. I just feel, I don't know. I feel bad. Even though it was 90 degrees outside and she had the freaking heat on in the car. So honestly, it was.
That's even more reason.
It was. I did. I got in the car. It's 8 o'clock in the morning and it's already sticky, balmy, hot outside.
Oh, no.
And I get in and she had the heat on.
Yeah. But she was listening to the gospel.
Yeah. She was thinking about heaven while y'all were in hell.
The Bird Show.